This is an MUT Radio podcast.
You know, good to every single Wednesday, we have what we call Umgobo Lifestyle, because kukhuluma ngezinto zonke ezisigowisayo empilweni. Now, we know that in this day and age of shelving our feelings to deal with them at a later date, I mean, it's so easy for us to crash, yabo. So, unfortunately, emotional breakdowns, guys, can come at the worst time in our lives, like when we literally least expect them. Did you actually know, Guti, breakdowns don't have to come with a whole lot of tears and a whole lot of panic attacks? Because that's what we assume, Guti. We're going to have a whole lot of tears and we're just going to go through a panic attack. But sometimes our bodies tell us in other ways, Guti, as in gemanj, sengithanda ukukhathala, and I would like to take a break. So if you're feeling extremely sluggish, yabo, or you've experienced a mental block, yabo, those are some of the signs ukuthi no, yabo, umzimba wakho uyakutshela ukuthi no, it's time to actually take a break njengamanje. These are all signs of a burnout. Even feeling ukuthi yabo, you're feeling helpless, you've just lost all motivation, awusanayo leya drive to actually wake up in the morning and want to get that satisfaction of achieving something. Those are all signs of a burnout, and this is a form of exhaustion which is usually caused by feeling swamped, you know, and it's usually results to a prolonged sense of emotional, mental, and physical stress that we often find ourselves in, which is why it's so important for us to identify them and to treat burnout as early as possible. But of course, we know we cannot do that by ourselves. This would require psychological counseling as well as support, which is why namhlanje I have Dr. Nelisiwe Zim. She is a mental health doctor, a life coach, a speaker, a writer, a media contributor, a pastor, and as well as a music executive. Ngithenje namhlanje angikhulume naye ngalolu daba lolu because lubucayi kakhulu, and thina ke zabantu abasha, we don't really know as much as we need to know with regards to e burnout. Welcome, Dokotela, to MET Radio. Njani?
Siyaphila. Thank you so much, Afika. Thank you so much for the invitation and the introduction. Just before we continue, I just need to know what we angizwa kahle. Am I nice and audible?
Yes, you're definitely audible.
Perfect. Yeah. No, thank you. Thank you so much for the invitation. And attention to a topic as well. Timeous attention to a topic because we're reaching towards the end of the year.
Yes.
And it's you know, one of those times when a lot of people experience burnout, but they don't even know, like you are saying, they're not even aware of the fact that they are experiencing burnout. And as a result, you find, Wuti, we manage it in a wrong way, or we judge ourselves wrongly, and therefore seeking ama solutions that are not appropriate because we are not aware of the fact that this is actually burnout.
Absolutely. And I just want to say thank you so much to Ubabu Nzimande, because I know what if it wasn't for him, ngaba ayenzekalanga yonke lento lena, you wouldn't have been joining us on the show. So I just want to say thank you so much, Babu Nzimande. And yeah, he cares a lot about EMET Radio and Abantu Abasha.
Yes. No, definitely. Paul Nzimande is a huge gift to our society, particularly for this time, especially when it comes to issues of the mind and issues of the heart. He's just an expert and he's doing a great job. So siyambonga kakhulu.
Siyambonga, and mana we siyabonga for joining us namhlanje. So we're speaking about e-burnout, and you did say ukuthi esikhathini esiningi we're unaware ukuthi we're actually experiencing burnout. Now, apart from what I've mentioned, what would you add on to the signs of ukuthi yabo manje, if I'm experiencing this, then umzimba wami is telling me ukuthi I need to take a break because I'm burnt out?
Yes. Okay. One of the very uncommon symptoms of burnout, which a lot of our listeners will find funny, is the attitude of sarcasm.
Wow, really?
Yes.
Wow.
You know, when people have that subtle negativity, when they see no solution to anything, oftentimes we'll talk about their attitude and things like that. You know, we'll talk about the fact that they're or they are not interested, only to find that most of the time they're actually burned out. And that is why that negative view of things, you know, those people in the office or a classini or in the team who are just sarcastic. You try to do something good, they're like, yeah, right, who do you think you are? And most of the time it is not because they are that bad people, but it is because they are just being sarcastic because they are burnt out. But among other symptoms as well, you know, issue of disorder. You know, when you get to the point where there's just no order in your life, you know, things are just not coming together. Izinto esizenzayo in the physical, they are often a reflection of what is happening in our inner being. It's a reflection of what is happening emotionally. It is a reflection of what is happening in the mind, you know.
Yes.
So if ubona, for instance, and you know, as I say this, let me highlight Uti. Actually, what is happening on the inside is like 1,000 times more than what is happening on the outside.
Yeah.
So if you are seeing a person feeling sad, for instance, feeling sad on the outside, and they're showing that, you know, there's sadness in terms of their facial expression, in terms of their activity, just be aware of the fact that on the inside, they're probably feeling a million times worse. So similarly, with umuntu who is maybe restless, you know, and disorganized, and you know, feeling like there is a lot happening, and babambala paya. In their mind, their thoughts are racing 1,000 times more.
Mm.
So always what is happening on the inside tends to be a whole lot more and a whole lot more exaggerated than what is happening on the outside.
Yes.
So, you know, that is where you find them when there is just disorder. And we're kind of like, how disorganized? It is because your mind is busy, and in your mind, the thoughts are racing in a way that you would never imagine. So what tends to happen is that abanya bantu, they will either have that kind of disorder, and abanya will just have mental block, lack of creativity. They can't come up with anything. They cannot think of anything, you know. And what tends to happen then is that people will tend to avoid situations where they are supposed to function, you know. And avoiding it is not going to solve anything. So rather, take a moment, even if it's brief, to reorganize yourself, but make sure that you do show up, because the more you avoid, the more you miss out. And the more you miss out, by the time you get back to routine, it's going to affect your sense of confidence, because you've missed out on so much and you have not done so much, you know. So that mental block where your creativity, why am I not coming up with any solutions, and that disorder. And I think that disorder actually even becomes disorderly when you try to look busy and you try to feel busy, but you're not accomplishing anything, you know, because of that disorder. So with some people as well, as I mentioned sarcasm earlier, lack of interest. Suddenly you're not interested in anything. You know. And it becomes difficult to go into words, this is what I'm not interested in, or this is how I'm feeling. So one of the things that helps is for you to go back to your drawing board, go back to your journal, go back to your plans, you know, go back to your wheel of life, where you look at the different areas of your life, and you will realize, you know what, no matter what you look at, there seems just to be no interest. You look at your studies, there's no interest. You look at your social life, there's no interest. You know, you look at your finances, career, whatever, there just is no interest. Another thing is anxiety.
Yeah,
I think
you
just fearful. You don't know what is it that you're fearful of, but everything just brings anxiety. And of course, with time, with some people, they will have low mood as well, and that's where people start fearing issues of depression. You know, could I be depressed? And sometimes, unfortunately, that low mood, even in just the presence of a burnout and not a proper major depressive disorder, you find thoughts of suicide as well, you know, where you feel that life is not worth it, what is the point? And only that is part of of a burnout. And of course, fatigue in the body, fatigue in the mind, where you just feel tired. You know, you do everything that you thought would help in terms of fatigue, but feel usakatele. And this is where, unfortunately, some of us, and we end up going for energy drinks and things like that. And if you are going to misuse that, or you're going to use that in the midst of burnout, it's just going to create a cycle. You know, it's going to create a cycle that probably sometimes will actually even lead to a dependency cycle or a tolerance cycle. By tolerance, I mean, that's where you use the same amount of something, but in gabina effect, and then you feel you need more. That is how some people actually get to a drug use, especially people in the arts, and especially people performing, and in they're moving from this gig to that gig, or it's manager, and then they feel brighter for that moment. They manage to take care of that gig or that moment, and then the next thing, next time they feel, so you feel that you need more and more. Some of us use energy drinks in an unhealthy kind of way. Some of us go to, you know, over-the-counter medication in an unhealthy kind of way, because now you find yourself, to stay awake, you'll need energy. To rest, you'll need something to sedate you. And then it becomes that seesaw that becomes unhealthy.
It's a lot, and you're really actually informing us about things that we were not even aware of, like so many things, especially layer sarcasm. That is insane. That's so insane. So if I'm currently experiencing burnout, I'm suffering from it, how do I then actually begin the recovery process?
Okay. The one thing that I will say, even before we get to the people who are already suffering from burnout, is that it is important for us to be prepared for burnout to start off with. And how do you do that? You do that by avoiding situations that are going to give you burnout, which means take frequent breaks. Many of us, siyafunda, siyasebenza, but we are not managing the pace esisebenza ngayo. As he manages, he pays so therefore, if you are going to deal with burnout, start by being prepared for burnout, start by avoiding burnout, by pacing umsebenzi wakho, pacing impilo yakho, and planning frequent breaks that are going to be meaningful, breaks that are healthy, breaks that are meaningful. You know, and we tend to think, I'm going to need to afford a holiday to go to Mpumalanga or to go to Cape Town in order for me to take a break. But, I mean, that is a financial activity. It's something that you plan long in advance. And it's something that many of us cannot afford for a long time. But that does not mean that you cannot prepare yourself for a break. So, number one, this is how it starts. On a day-to-day basis. You give yourself a time where you are with yourself, where you rest your mind, where you rest your emotions, where you rest your body. Do that on a day-to-day basis. Every day in your life, you need iskhathi to charge yourself up, and you need to make iskhathi to slow yourself down. That keeps you in control. And as it keeps you in control, it helps you to create a sense of expectation. You see things for what they are, and you are able to expect izinto even before they happen. So therefore, that means foresight becomes part of that daily routine of yours, and you organize your time as well. Many of us find ourselves overwhelmed. Why? Because we are not in control of our time. And if you are not in control of your time, someone else is in control of your time. You know, some people, they would complain a lot about unreasonable bosses. The reason why that cycle is perpetuated is because whether they are conscious of it or not, if you are able to say the first day the boss says, okay, kifuna lokuthi nje lalalala, nayi plan yami yalamhlanje, let's see how we fit that in.
Yeah.
They will see your work ethic and your work attitude and your work schedule, and they will be able to honor that as well. So you start doing that for yourself. And like I said, Guti, it's important, therefore, that you schedule meaningful rest. And when I say meaningful rest, it's not just about sitting and doing nothing. Meaningful rest that will help you to reflect, meaningful rest and healthy rest that is going to be constructive. There's no point in Guti. Ngizothatha ibreak, ngizothatha iweekend namhlanje, wahamba uyophuza utshwala, ubhinje. Obviously, by the time that break ends,
yeah,
you are tired, your body has been taxed, your liver is tired, you can't support yourself. So we need to make sure that our rest is reflective and it is constructive and it is purposeful. And while you rest, avoid guilt, because that is what happens, especially with hardworking people. Yes, khathi ecele isikhathi off. Ubhizi u-entertainana ne-guilt yokuthi angikho emsebenzini, angikho eklasini, angikho kuphi, and therefore that makes you even more tired and it puts away a meaning to that rest. So rest where you are going to be intentional about replenishing. How do you then refill yourself? How do you then re-strategize your life? And as you re-strategize, you put yourself in a position where you are able to accept certain things, where you are able to discard certain things. Look back into your plate. Look back into your baggage. What is it that I postpone to another time? What is it that I delegate to other people? What is it that I give up on completely and say, it's not for this time. Maybe you know, how do I reskill myself, especially in issues of the mind, in issues of the emotions, in issues of routine, because routine is very important, and in issues of support as well. You know, when I speak about reskilling during burnout, I'm not talking about, you know, going for a new course or whatever, but the life skills that are going to help you to conduct your life better and to recover better. And of course, you know, we are living at a time where there is so much need for mental support, and one of the controversial things that Sibonayo would isn't as fun as no therapy and psychology, they're expensive as well. And that's one of the things that we're trying to fight with. We can't be needing mind services this much, and then you find Woody psychologist is going to charge you 1,500 per session. Who is going to go there? And if they go there once, chances are they're not going to go again because of such expense. So that's why I'm talking about reskilling in terms of support, routine, emotionally. Reskilling when Africa even calls for you to look into your support systems, your friends and everything. Who do I talk to that can, you know, give me positive input? How do I manage my social circles in such a way that they are constructive? How do I, regroup in terms of my relationship so that I'm surrounded by people? And of course, there are services, fortunately, which are also available and for free, your lifelines, your SADAGs, and at campuses, they will always make sure that there is someone, a student counselor or anything who takes care of those things. Let's not take those things for granted. Let's make use of them and make sure that we do get help. But most of it, most of the time, is stuff that we can do within ourselves. Yes, reach out and get the help in terms of therapy, in terms of guidance, and. But at the end of the day, come back and use those skills. You know, the one thing that I have noticed is that whenever we seek help, most of the time when we seek help from a health professional, from a therapist, from a counselor, from a pastor, wherever, we tend to want to do that not because we want to be changed, but because we want to be validated. And then you find out why umuntu ehambe therapy and they're still feeling the same, because all they go there for is just to say, do you see me? Do you understand me? Do you accept this? We want validation more than to say, I want change. I want improvement. I want transformation in this space.
Yo, that's really powerful, Dr. Zim, because ngempela, it's so true. Yabole therapy, because I've actually seen it now. Moguti, some of us are more likely curious. Abanye are just curious of ukuthi, okay, lente therapy nte kanjani vele, uthi ngihambe ngiyobona khona ngizobona ukuthi nte kanjani. Some of us, they want validation, yabo, ukuthi ba prove right. So we're not, we're then not using it for the right things. And also, as abantu abamnyama futhi, there still is a stigma sokuthi umuntu ohamba I therapy. Mm-hmm. As much as yes, there is improvement, ukhona ushintsho olukhona siyabona, but basakhona and baningi abakholelwa ukuthi if I go with therapy, I should konke wrong ekhanda lami.
Yes, yes. Issues of stigma. And you know, the one thing that I would like to say about stigma is something that I fight in most of my working circles.
Yes.
But I can tell you now, people stigmatize no matter what. No matter what.
True.
I want to stigmatize them.
True.
Uzothola ipromotion, uthenge imoto, kuze bakhona istigma abantu abasicreate around it.
Usenze
because sekukud nokud nokud. Uzosebenza ku radio, ube outspoken in other settings, just speaking your mind and speaking your wisdom. Hey, usa qhawu uzositshela sonke just because uumsakazi. Ushonelwe kuthiwa uyakhala ngoba naku umfelokazi. Ngisho awusavunyelwe manje ukukhalisa naye noma yini. Awusavunyelwe ukudina naye noma yini. Waba ne mental illness, awusakwazi ukuthi negotiate ukuthi hayi asishintshe TV namhlanje. Maka wathi hayi bo kunini sibuka lento kuseqalile ahamba esibhedlela. You know what that type of thing. So stigma comes from all angles. That is one of the ways in which if you are in any position that is obviously or easily stigmatized, you overcome by knowing. But you know what? Stigma says of abantu ayikho into abangakwazi ukuyistigmatize.
That is very, very true. So kubalekile ukuthi wena ube nendaba about your mental health and about your physical health as well. Because I do believe ukuthi our mental health and our physical health goes hand in hand because yabo even missing echo right mentally imzimba yethu izositshela ukuthi
yabo
manje awukho right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, much like heartbreak, if I'm really really heartbroken, I'm sure a lot of us have experienced this. You literally feel the chest pains ukuthi no, I'm really heartbroken, I'm feeling it even physically. So that's why it's so important for us to take care of our minds, our bodies and our souls.
Yes, because all life starts in the mind. All life is in the mind. You sort out your mind, everything else goes into place.
Thank you so much. So what words of encouragement would you give someone who has currently realized ukuthi they've burnt out and they've even started the recovery process and mhlambe they're starting to get impatient? Imaphi amazwi of encouragement ongamnikeza wona lowo muntu lowo? Ubambe uyayeka, there's just so many things esibheke yena, social life, umndeni, isikolo, ibhizinisi, zonke lezi zinto lezi zifuna yena.
Yes. You know, to someone who is dealing with burnout, whether they're recognizing it from a distance or whether they're there already or they're doing something about it, number one, get rid of the guilt. Don't allow yourself to feel guilty.
Yes.
Because any form of negativity or adversity tends to come with guilt. So do away with the guilt. It is not your fault. Just make sure that guilt is not part of the process because guilt is a buyisele emuva. Slow down. Take a moment. You know what? In this life, you can only do one thing at a time. And the present moment is all the life that you have. So trying to fit everything in all at the same time, it does not work. So make sure that, you know, you are present. You are fully present in everything that you do, and you do it one at a time. If I am talking to you right now, my focus is talking to you and talking to the listeners of MUT.
Yes,
there are a lot of things on my plate. When I hang up on this phone, then I will go to my next task. And even then, I am going to be there 100%. Don't feel guilty. Learn to say no. Learn to say no. If you cannot do it at that time, you cannot do it at that time.
I will
fail moon. Because now we tend to take everything on our shoulders. And then when we cannot deliver, then we start feeling guilty. And. So make sure that you do one moment at a time. And when you do one moment at a time, you do it well. Embrace the things that you cannot do. It feels so much better to say no and not be able to do it than to say yes and either end up not doing it or doing it in a self-sabotaging kind of way. Be kind to yourself. Be kind to yourself, especially now. Burnout is common. We're approaching towards the end of the year. Many of us give up on the year.
Yes, that's true.
And they give up because they are tired, not because they don't have the strategy. And the truth is we still have 3 full months before the end of the year, you know. So you can still re-strategize. There are things that you can still say, okay, let me focus on this so that I end the year with a bang. You know, one of the things that affect our confidence negatively, it's this very thing. You want to come each end of the year, we find ourselves not having done the things that we wanted.
Yes.
Worst of all, we do not have a plan, and we end up feeling guilty, we end up feeling bad, the self-esteem goes down, you start a year with that kind of self-esteem, you know. So allow yourself to be bigger than certain things. Allow yourself to rise above certain things and do something about it. Don't sit in the corner. Do something about it.
Thank you so much for joining us, Dr. Nelisiwe Zemu.
It's an honor. It always is an honor. So let's take good care of ourselves out there, be able to identify burnout, and be ready, and let's take control. Let us have the upper hand. In the long run, you are the one who has the upper hand.
Absolutely. And as you heard it, ladies and gentlemen, that was Udokotela Zim.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.